the most important part of Ramadan Sharif is started now. Though the every moment of Ramadan is very valuable for us, but this past now, Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq Allah, everybody had done something for that. May Allah accept all these previous ibadat and our hardship we have done. But now we should be very, very careful. This is the last part. And you can think like that. This has result coming out in these 10 days. And these 10 days can make our whole year is beautiful for us. So now, we should be, yes, we will be careful, Alhamdulillah. We will be careful. And we was careful when start the Ramzan, do our best. But still, sometimes we miss some things, you know. But now we should, must be think it. We take all the things back to the dunya things and pray for akhira in these 10 days. Because these days, we don't know if we come back again in our life. And these are guaranteed, Alhamdulillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a force and do something, this Allah gives the reward for that. And every moment on day and night, both are very precious. Okay, we are busy in the daytime and our work and things like that. Obviously, we do something for job things. So, but don't waste it. The best way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells for that. To make sure you useful your time, each moment of your life. So then we can use that time here. What's that thing? To make zikr Allah by your heart. So it is not necessary you keep shut your eyes all the time and then you do the zikr Allah. You need tasbih for that. You need the place for that. You need the mouse for that. No. الَّذِينَ يَسْكُرُ اللَّهَ قَيَامًا وَقَوْدٌ وَلَا جُنُوبِهِمْ. So, Allah give us chance for that. We should not waste any time seeing, oh, we can't do the ibadat. Allah don't want to see us lazy for those things. He want to keep us. Because all the ibadat means that you have the attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like namaz is the most important thing in ibadat. What is the actual things in namaz is, when you say that Allah Akbar, it means you just left everything from your body, from your mind as well. And as much as you start thinking what you are reciting in the Ramadan, so you will be more amused in this and enjoy the namaz, mashallah. So same Allah says that, why don't you pass your life, whole life like that, you are in the namaz. This is very clear, you know. Why I pass your life like that? That you are in the namaz all the time with me? Because the namaz means that you have put your intention toward me. And you left everything from the body wise. You left everything from your mind as well. Your thoughts, everything be. You are converted toward me. If you think anything. And you think about what you are saying. And that's why I said to recite Quran in it. So that you give the more concentration there and think about it. So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this zikrullah. So they will make the attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, all the way to there. And think about Him, think about Him. That's what the ibadat means. The zikrullah always make engage. Make engage to think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a nice way. Because you're not doing the zikr by your hand, by feet, by eyes, no. You are doing the zikr by the by heart. And heart control full body. So Allah make this heart, meant this that He make the heart in such a way that he can be engaged all the time in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a part of body in your body that all the time you can engage this part toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very useful, particularly in this Ramzan, That you can't waste your any time, when you are working anywhere. And that's the opportunity of the zakir person. Even he's working, whatever he's doing in the Ramadan, he cannot stop. But he is engaged himself in the zikr Allah. So very easy way. You make the practice all the time. Just think in your heart, like your heart is saying Allah. Your intentions should be toward your heart, saying Allah. But that's the name. How easy, even you have the wazoo or not wazoo, you need or not need, you like or not like, but saying zikrullah and subhanallah azza. The Siddhartha Gangavi, rahmatullah, was a big sheikh and scholar. He said, whatever will happen, how much, in which condition you say Allah, it will affect on you.
Subhanallah.
جس حال میں بھی آپ اللہ کا نام لیں گے, سستی میں ہو, غفلت میں ہو, وضو کے ساتھ ہو, بے وضو کے ساتھ ہو, لیٹے ہیں, آپ اللہ کو پکار رہے ہیں, وہ اثر کرتے ہی آپ
پر.
سو دیٹس کم ان مائنڈ سم تھنگس بیکاز وی شوڈ ناٹ ویسٹ, وی ڈنٹ ویسٹ الحمد للہ. سو وی شوڈ بی ویری کیئر فل آم سیئنگ دس تھنگ اینڈ اسپیشلی The majalis which is going on, alhamdulillah, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 3 times a day. Up to now, alhamdulillah, it's okay, I don't know about this evening and all, but alhamdulillah, we think that inshallah we'll join this majalis. And it doesn't matter if you do some sacrifice for it, for a few days now. Because a few days. And it's up to you if you make sacrifice, as much as you make the sacrifice in it. So you get the reward. So make your akhirah for that. So it depends how much you take this series about this 10 days and you engage yourself in work of that. Because the easiest and accepted deed and the loving deed of Allah subhanahu is zikr Allah. So inshallah, I hope that me and you, everybody, we try our best to attend this 3 majalis which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give ourselves. Because this is very valuable. Number one, number two, engage yourself all the time in the zikrullah. In the daytime. Zikrullah means that you should put your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go, your thoughts go somewhere else, start coming again back to your heart. You think like you are doing the muraqabah before your shaykh. Every time you think like that, I am in front of my shaykh. This is called in tasawwur shaykh. So if you make this strong tasawwur image in your mind, that I am always in front of my shaykh. So then it develops. In the further way of death, then you start thinking, I'm all the way in the front of Allah.
Subhanallah.
It's the first step to go Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah gives so nice things to us. If we do something, mashallah, it's not hard to get the nearest and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is for the moment if we try for that. So, we should try it. And we should learn the zikr, qalbi zikr. If you not learned it, that's the best time. Because if you make the tawbah in Ramzan, so it is more than 1,000 times better if you do the tawbah in other month and other things. So think about it. Everybody should make the tawbah in this Ramzan. So, and then second thing is that we should be engaged all the time in the zikrullah. لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله ونسلك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. This is the 4 deeds the Prophet says in the beginning, that you hold these 4 things, you know, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and zikrullah, they make you the perfect Ramzan for you. So now we have a few days left. So before, what's the deed in our hand? Zikrullah. ہمارے ہاتھ میں کیا چیز ہے اس وقت؟ اللہ کا ذکر ہے. تو اس کا تستمہ یوز کریں. اگر آپ قربانی دے سکتے ہیں, سیکریفائس کر سکتے ہیں, ٹو اٹینڈ آل دا مجالس, دیٹس دا بیسٹ فار یو. سو ناٹ دین انگیج یور سیلف ان یور ورک ان یور جاب by heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, power and strong, and good health to do something for these 10 days. And if we not make tawbah, we should make tawbah for that. If you didn't have done the zikr, then zikr. Or khawateen, ladies, children, whoever is this, come forward, go to the Shaykh, and take the zikr, Allah, mashallah. Best time. Best time, and best of all. See? The Rishi Pura. The millions and millions blessing and creep of great and gracious Shaykh of the world, Hazrat Shaykh Yaqdis Pir Murshid Ali Murtaza Quddus Rahu, were selected by the Almighty of Allah as source to send his servant in the Western world to introduce Khanqai system, where the dead hearts people can attach with him and ally with their hearts. دل کی طرف تو جا فرمایا دل کے اندر اس میں ذات اللہ کا ذاتی نام اللہ 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 کا ذکر فرمایا پہلے ہم مراقبے سے پہلے تسبیح پہ اللہ کا نام کہتے ہیں یہ تسبیح کا سلسلہ جو ہے حضرت فضل القشی رحمت اللہ سے انٹروڈیوس ہوا بإذن اللہ اللہ کی طرف سے اور یہ لازم بن گیا اس کے بعد صحیح نقشبندی جواب نظر آئے گا اس کا تعلق اس سلسلے سے ہوگا اس کے بعد تسبیح ضرور ہوگی جب حضرت نگرامی قدر نے مجھے when he sent me here تو he gave a special instruction for that then never forget to موو یور تصویر سے ہم کہتے ہیں تصویر چلانا ہمارے ٹرمز ہے تصویر میں کہ تصویر چلانا تو موو یور تصویر ود دا نیم آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ڈونٹ فارگیٹ ٹو موو یور تصویر اینڈ ڈونٹ فارگیٹ ٹو ٹیل یور پیپلز اباؤٹ دس تصویر یو ڈو یور سیلف اینڈ ٹیل دم تصویر بفور انٹریکشن فار دیٹ سو آل دا پیپلز بیکاز ہی از اے ویری کلوز شیخ of the silsila who knows everything right. He need never be introduced anything between the silsila. So true silsila of the Shaykh will find that he must do that tasbih zikrullah. So always when you do the maraqabah tasbih, must do the tasbih, the number which is given by the Shaykh. So his blessings, you don't know what the blessing of this tasbih. So when you used to the Hazrat Fazlul Qureshi rahmatullah, this tasbih, alhamdulillah, the birds, chidiyan used to come down from the trees and die there. So it's so beautiful doing the tasbih before maraqabah. So some people say make laziness and that they don't do the tasbih and they will stay in the maraqabah. No, never. Won't be get the true blessing of silsila. This is of mujaddidiyah, fazliyah. I just want to get blessing. Because this is the sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds some things by a great sheikhs in the silsila. So it's happened like that. It's changed many times. So this is a true change. So keep always, you know, whenever we have met someone, I always give the tasbih to him. Yeah. And such a tasbih you don't find anywhere. And you don't buy anywhere. And it's made properly, mashallah, this thing. So it must have this habit till you become of the life, what is your whole life. You hold this tasbih with you and do the numbers, the certitude, then you do mulakbas and everything for that. See, samjhai baat? That's why I do the tasbih before that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to us to hold this tasbih always, the ladies and men, both together same. They must do first tasbih, the number which is given by the shaykh, and then do mulakbah. This is a right way of doing the Naqshbandi silsila.